Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
We have some scripture to bring to you today for some edification.
Yep.
Today, we pretty much worked online. We got some testings done. We got some audios done. Check the Ecclesia Gathering page. Mm-hmm. What did we get to see today, too? A beautiful sunset and a beautiful, like, Bay Area that we were working at.
Yeah, it was a beautiful park.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
A lot of critters walking around God's creation, and yeah, it was very peaceful.
Yeah, it was a park in the town. We were driving right by it as we were coming into the town, so we stopped there, and it was kind of like surrounded by, what do you call that? It's like...
Rivers.
Yeah, they created
waterways
like
so people can live on there and have access to the bay.
Yeah,
pelicans all over, and...
Yeah, it was really peaceful and cool, and...
Yeah.
Good time to get some online work done, have a little bit less of a... Well, we did have some travel, but...
Yeah, we rolled into a new town, and we're working our way again, still waiting to see if the weekend's going to be rainy or not, but...
God knows.
We're getting closer to a potential preach, and so, yeah, it was a good ministry day. Get a bunch of things done online, check out the Ecclesia Gathering area. We thought today we'd do something really simple, but really good.
Oh, yeah.
We thought we'd just pick a few scriptures just to edify and encourage.
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I got two. Psalm 33, and this is 13 through 22. The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all inhabitants of the earth. He fashioned their hearts alike, he considered all their works. There is no king save but the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we have hope in thee. I like that.
Yeah, me too. That's
awesome. We were talking about waiting on the Lord the other day.
Yeah.
So that's why I picked that. Your turn, Sister Amen. What do you got for us?
Well, mine are all kind of have a similar...
Go ahead. You read all three of yours.
Read all three?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, because they all kind of... Anyway, Nehemiah 8:6. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen. Amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground.
Mm.
I like that. Thinking about people worshiping the Lord, we see so many people blaspheme him, ignore him. It's nice to think about people worshiping him.
Right, yeah, biblical worship, yeah.
Yeah, and then here's another one, Nehemiah 9, 1 through 3. Now in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloths, and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all the strangers, and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God 1/4 part of the day, and 1/4 part they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God.
I like that. Yeah.
And then this one, you ready for this? Revelation 11:16. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God.
Yeah. In the book of Revelation, we see a lot of that going on. We're working through it right now, verse by verse. We're only into chapter 2. But looking ahead, we see a lot of that in the book of Revelation.
Yeah.
It's a revelation of who Christ is.
Yeah. Amen. That's awesome. I love thinking about people worshiping him, serving him, humbling themselves before him.
Yeah, what is it? What does that verse say? Worshiping in the Lord in the beauty of his holiness.
Holiness, yeah.
I think it says, yeah. All right, my last one is Ephesians 2, 1 through 7. And hath he, and you, hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein ye passed, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also... We all had our conversation in times past, and in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show this exceedingly riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus.
I love that.
That kind of sums up the gospel. Christ came for us. By grace we're saved, by faith. We have to place our faith that, obviously, the Bible teaches us repentance and new life, and we're striving. Talks about, Paul said it used to be us. We used to be worldly and sinners and feed our flesh. Now we walk in holiness and obedience.
And we feed the Spirit.
We see that, yeah, we see it all through the Spirit, and then we're continuing on, enduring to the end.
Amen.
Yeah.
I want to keep doing that.
Amen. That's what we got for you today. Quick, simple edification right from God's Word.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, if the Lord gives it to us, I think we'll be heading down to another town. We'll just see what the Lord brings.
Yeah, one day at a time.
One day at a time.
We only get 1 minute.
We only get 1 minute.
Really.
But we can look at a day once we got it.
Yeah. Let's see if we get tomorrow.
All right, check out that Ecclesia Gathering page and check out the gospel. Oh, two things. One, go to the teaching blog. Look at my article on St. Valentine's Day. It's not what people make it out to be. It's a wicked old Roman sex festival is where it came from. And then some people say the Roman Catholics honored a priest called Valentine who did some so-called noble things. But St. Valentine's today is not a biblical God-honoring holiday in any way, shape, or form. It's another pagan distraction. And then the other article you should look up is on...
Oh, Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday. What do you want to say about that, Sister Amon?
I never understood what it was when I was in the Lutheran church, and no matter who I asked the questions of, nobody had any answers anyway. It was more of a, to me, in my logical mind then before Christ, I thought it was a way for people to just boast about how they went to church because they
show off with a cross on their forehead.
On their forehead.
Yeah. It's a pagan way. It's not in anywhere in God's word. It's an old pagan ritual that the Roman Catholics turned into something to so-called worship God, like the Lent season. That's nowhere found in the scripture. So check out those two articles, Valentine's Day, and check out the one on Ash Wednesday, and it will enlighten you and hopefully encourage you. Put all these false holidays and man-made traditions away that make your worship in vain. Follow Christ in spirit, in truth.
Yeah, amen.
All right, we love you all. Strive for the kingdom.
May God be praised.